This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Cane's. It's Luke Bryan. What can I get you?
Today I'm raising funds with Raising Cane's and my buddy Todd Graves for the Brett Boyer Foundation. Great food.
And a great cause.
Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers.
And the Brett Boyer Foundation.
One love.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work, explore new career options in the fintech industry at Currency, a San Jose global company? They offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. They also have a 4.5-day work week, an attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Put your motivation to work and grow with us at Currency. Go to gocurrency.com/careers to learn more.
I couldn't imagine being, like I said earlier, a new graduate of any business school or any someone that's in this profession, and all of a sudden this opportunity becomes available. This was something that was closed door, and then San Jose Global opens this up to have opportunities to come work for them in the finance business.
Fintech.
It's unbelievable to have that type of opportunity to come. This is a once in a lifetime. This is a once in a lifetime opportunity for someone to all of a sudden their whole life is going to change. Everyone's, their family's lives are going to change. This is a game changing situation. Thank you.
GoCurrency.com/careers. Check it out today. All right. Nebraska's spring game /Husker games are this Saturday, but on Saturday this past weekend, Bryce Underwood in Michigan had their spring game. 40,000 fans at the Big House. Not great, not horrible. I don't know what they had last year, but they had 40,000 this year.
Okay.
To see Bryce Underwood, the 5-star freshman quarterback, 12 for 26 passing, 187, including a final play of an 88-yard pass on a kind of a
it was like a tight end delay, yeah. Flea flicker, kind of a crazy play.
Yeah, reverse flea flicker.
Yeah.
Reverse flea flicker.
So before that, he was, 11 for 25 for essentially 100 yards. Right. And so, I mean, it's – how much can you really read into a spring game in terms of anything? I mean, you saw people kind of all over the place. They were happy with it. They were upset with it. I don't really know how you read a spring game performance. Bill,
it's probably
freshman quarterback.
The big thing would be it probably if you watched it would be just how did it look? He's like, hey, listen, we threw the ball well. Yeah, he missed some, but he looked in command. Didn't look nervous. I'd be more of a look than numbers. Because the numbers weren't very good. Now, when you get an 88-yard play at the very end, that doesn't add up real well. And then also what you don't know is what were his matchups, which means was he against the 1D, 2D, 3D? I mean, what was the matchup that he was dealing with? And then what was also able to do? What were they willing to show offensively at that time? There is a lot of variables in this. I would be surprised if, is it Mikey Keene from Fresno?
Yes.
I'd be shocked if he wasn't the starter.
God dang, he's a little dude.
I'd be shocked if he wasn't the starter.
My size.
He's just got enough. He has a lot of playing time. I would be shocked if he doesn't start for them, and then eventually it kind of moves on some packages to different things to see what happens.
Mikey Keene threw for 2,892 yards at Fresno State, 18 TDs, 11 picks. They were 6-7. He's a little guy. They list him at 5'11", which means he's my size.
You're 5'11"?
I mean, no, I'm not. I bet he's not either, is my point. I'm not big on 5'10". But you know what else I'm not big on? 17 years old, and that's what Underwood is.
Yeah.
That's a lot, baby.
That's a lot.
I mean, okay, you're the quarterback of Michigan at age 17? Yeah. Holy God. I mean, that is...
They won a title 2 years ago. They expect it now.
You put a program in the hands of a 17-year-old.
One thing you have going for you was last year, there couldn't have been a more horrendous quarterback room
than
what Michigan had.
They were awful.
It was
the year after a championship.
Yeah.
They were strikingly bad. They couldn't find anybody.
Every game was different quarterback, it felt like, started.
You just watch those games when this is Michigan, and you couldn't come up with something better than this.
And this was your plan. This was your plan. You didn't think you had to also, like, man, we're not very good. You didn't know that?
Yeah, then Sherrone Moore's going to come on here, and he's going to call after Rivera and Wilcox and say, hey, did you watch the end of the year by any chance?
Yeah.
See,
true.
See who we beat?
Yeah.
He's welcome to call in.
Do we beat Alabama?
Yeah.
Do we beat Ohio State? What do you guys want?
How bad was
our quarterback?
A lot of truth to that. Went to Ohio State and beat them there.
Yeah.
At their place.
And then we beat Alabama.
Yeah.
We're fine. How are you?
Is there any chance that Sherrone Moore would call Ron Rivera? Would those two get together and just talk about
Wilcox?
And Wilcox, what's going on at Cal? I'm hearing some rough things out there. Isn't that going to help with?
You think that kid, Fresno State QB, will be their starter?
Yes.
Game one, and then Underwood comes in eventually.
I think so. The only thing that could be kind of be pushback on that is that there's so much investment into Underwood. And how's their season open up, Jake? Can you go up to the
Michigan
to see how that? I think it opens up with a bang, if I remember. I think there's one of those, they play
Texas.
Off the bat?
I think so.
Okay, Michigan football.
There's that Ohio State.
Ohio State.
Hang on.
I think it's with the bang again. I think they have something going pretty good.
Okay. Michigan begins the season against New Mexico.
Got it. Not bad. Not a real big bang there.
The next is game two. They will play Oklahoma on the road game two. So at Norman, September 6th.
That's beautiful.
We want to watch that game.
Those are colors together.
Oh, there's two. Michigan at OU.
Oh, my God.
Big Ten SEC.
Woo.
And then we'll bring up the Connor Stallion stuff again because they play Central Michigan game three.
That won't come up at
all. No, not at all. We won't hear that at all in conversation that game. Central Michigan game three. At Nebraska, game four, home against Wisconsin. Then they're at USC, home against Washington, at Michigan State, home against Purdue, at Northwestern, at Maryland, and home against Ohio State. It's not horrible.
So the last four games are three of the four pretty manageable. Not horrible. No, it's not horrific. But that non-conference going to OU.
Yeah.
That's real because I think OU with the addition of the quarterback and the running back, I think they have really grown, so I think that'll be a tough game for the Wolverines.
Of his goals, Bryce Underwood said he told Rich Eisen, a couple Heismans and at least one Natty.
Yeah.
Okay. Good goals.
That'd
All right.
be a good one.
All right, Bryce.
I think that was done before with why am I drawing a blank on his name right now? Quarterback for Notre Dame, and then also from California, and also went to the Panthers, I believe. Re-predicted four national championships at Notre Dame.
That'd be Jimmy Clausen? Jimmy Clausen picked four. That was his prediction.
Four natties, I believe.
Four natties.
I think that was in his opening.
Jimmy Clausen.
Yeah. Jay Underwood, the father, he told the Wall Street Journal that his son is expected to make more than $15 million at Michigan.
Oh, and the whole time or this year?
No, the whole time.
The whole time.
Make more than, but that doesn't guarantee you'll take the first snap. This fall, he doesn't want to be given anything. His dad said, "Well, see."
What Mikey Keene's getting.
Keene also was injured, right? I don't think he hardly played this spring.
Oh,
so I don't think so. It wasn't like it.
Don't
was,
know
like,
that.
Yeah, he was banged up this. I don't know if he was even. That's why you don't hear about him very much. Like, well, Keene really looked good. I don't think he looked anything.
They also have a kid named Jaden Davis, who's a sophomore, that doesn't – I don't know that he's got any stats at all. Mikey Keene.
But this gets back to, once again, NIL. Isn't it tough to not play a guy that's making millions upon millions of dollars? Because he won't likely be there. I mean, it's hard to ask him to be there for 4 years. We know in today's portal, they could go somewhere next season, move on.
And then what if Mikey Keene beats him out? Is he going to the NIL and saying, wait a second, you're paying him $15 million? I just beat him out. I don't know. I wouldn't necessarily. That doesn't have to happen. If it was me, it wouldn't happen. I wouldn't do that. I'd say Bryce Underwood's the future. I'm just here for a I'm just trying to beat him out. You can pay me $5 million.
I'll take five. Call it good.
And a percentage of the gate.
But Mikey Keene, god dang, 5'10". I ain't buying it. Not in this league.
Be curious how
Fresno State. All right. You can do that. Big Ten. I ain't doing it. Now, Jalen Gramstad, if you're listening right now, I'm sorry. I mean, you're fine. I mean, you can make it work.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A lot of products say they're clean, but what does that mean? Ritual has high standards for what clean means, like their essential prenatal multivitamin, which is heavy metal tested, clean label project certified, and GMO-free. It features key mom-to-baby nutrients, like folate, choline, and omega-3. Clean isn't clean enough, especially during pregnancy. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Yes, but god dang, I'm skeptical of guys that are my size playing in that league.
I'm with you.
Understandably so.
No, I'm speaking for myself. It's fine. Yeah.
See how Bryce
I want
does.
A big quarterback. I want 6'3". I want a dude that can drive it down the field in elements. It'll be nice in September.
Drew Brees, Purdue.
Interesting. How'd that work out? Is he a big guy still?
Yeah. Is he a big guy?
Well, he's an outlier.
He also has a Hall of Fame jacket, I believe. He doesn't have. It's not on yet. It
Drew
will
Brees
be.
Drew Brees is called an outlier.
Yeah, yeah.
An outlier.
So how do we know that Keene's not an outlier?
He could be.
Could be an outlier. No. I agree with you. Odds aren't with him.
He might be all right.
Go ahead.
I just want to know who's driving the car in Michigan. Who's in charge of it?
It's got to be Sherrone, right?
Is Sherrone driving
it? It's got to be Sherrone.
Ward Manuel, where's he sitting at?
No, he can't be driving it.
I just want to know where everybody's sitting at. Because that picture of those four guys in the car, I can't believe there's not been a meme set out of those four guys in the car.
I bet there has.
There has to be from Cal. Somebody in Cal, some student there had to come up with this.
Rivera's driving. Rivera
driving the car. Driving.
Is Rivera driving? And Wilcox just looking.
My
out the
question
window.
Is right that for me, like Rivera, I think long career NFL,
10 years plus,
long career coaching, and let go with years left on his contract. So money is probably not a big factor. I'm not sure if I'm just beating myself up trying to get Cal whipped around.
It's I think that's his alma mater.
It is.
Yep.
It is
correct. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe he's driven by that. I don't know. It's really not a good situation.
Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Yes, it was an 0-3 start last week, 2-3 finish. So that works.
Yes.
It works. Today's topic is, Sip's been locked into the NBA playoffs. But this is going back in time. NBA champion coaches.
Okay.
I will give you the years and the team these guys won it with. They've won at least... Never mind. One guy's won at one time.
Okay.
So, okay. These are the coaches of the championship
team. Can you give us the
team.
Coach and we name the team?
No.
I'd like it that way. You'll be good
in the 70s, right?
If it was reversed, I would get them all.
I will give you...
I won't... This way I'll lock
I'll
up.
Give you the year and the team. Who was the coach? You can know your NBA championship coaches. 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple.
Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
Don't be scared. There's a line open for you at 402-464-5685. If you lose, you still get a bagel and a coffee.
This is not an NBA town, is it?
No, it is not, but I think they would know.
Ellie.
Maybe titles.
Perked up with this is not an NBA town. Does your dad follow the NBA? He doesn't? Derek?
Was there any time better when it used to be the Kansas City, Omaha
Kings.
Played half and half. That was incredible.
I don't think they played half. I think they played like 12 games in Omaha.
Was it?
And rest in Kansas City. Yeah. I was a huge fan of that team. Wedman, Archibald, Sam Lacy.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I was a fan.
Did you watch them in Omaha?
I never went to a game.
Never went to a game.
I don't think we did.
The Kings.
They played at the Civic Auditorium.
Yes. Tiny.
Archibald was incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, he was sort of like Iverson before Iverson. I'm not joking.
Ball handler, too.
Yeah. No, but Tiny Archibald could score. If you look at his scoring numbers, I bet you'd be astounded.
All right. We've got Trent. Trent, how do you feel about NBA championship coaches today?
Not real well, but I thought I'd give it a try.
Let's give it a shot.
All right, thank you for calling in. Bill is a lifeline for one question for Sip, as always. First question goes to you, Trent. What coach won two titles with the Rockets in 1994 and 1995?
Got it. You better get this.
I got it. It's Rudy Tomjanovich. I know I'm screwing the last name up.
Rudy
Tomjanovich. Good job. Yeah. God dang it. That makes me worried a little bit.
He didn't feel good about it either. He got that one right.
God, he nailed it.
1-0 lead for Trent. Sip for his question. What coach won the 2004 NBA title as coach of the Pistons?
I have no idea. 2004? It wasn't you-know-who with the hair. I don't think. 2004?
Brown.
Brilliant. Oh,
Larry Brown is correct. Larry Brown.
Nice job. I didn't know it.
Yeah.
I didn't know it. I thought, you know, Chuck Daly comes to mind, but
1-1 tie.
Okay.
Bill is out, but been utilized correctly. Trent,
good job.
Trent, for you to take the lead. What coach won two titles with the Celtics in 1984 and 1986?
Got it. Casey Jones.
Okay, he didn't feel good at all about this. Got Hubie Brown online too.
Yeah,
I got the 80s and early 90s down.
All right, Trent feels good about this. Bill cannot help you, Sip. He already helped you for one question for the tie.
Wait, this is for overtime.
Yes, down 2-1. What coach won the 2011 NBA title as coach of the Mavericks?
It's got to be, it doesn't got to be him. 2011?
Yes, they beat the Heat.
I know it.
Do you?
Bill can't help you, though.
I'm going to go, it's one of two. Rick Carlisle.
Yep. Brilliant!
Rick Carlisle is correct. 2-2 tie. We're going to the tiebreaker. This will go to you, Trent, and Sip will go over under your number.
Here we go.
Phil Jackson has 11 NBA titles.
Write it down.
He coached in 333 career playoff games. How many playoff games did he win of 333?
Oh, God.
This is for Trent. So he coached in 333.
Oh, Trent, okay.
11 titles. How many games of 333 did he win?
Oh, God.
A little higher.
I'll... 190.
Okay, 190 is the guess.
Higher.
You're going over 190?
Yeah.
Brilliant!
I was going to guess like 233.
Very close. 229, the number.
Trent, excellent effort.
We'll get you a bagel and a coffee. Thanks for calling in and calling down the road.
Hubie, thanks for
calling. Appreciate it, guys.
Hubie Brown.
You know, for a guy that
he knew everything. He answered him within like a nanosecond.
Right. There's no Google for sure. That was all him.
Jake didn't even finish the question, and he answered.
Yeah, Casey Jones off the bat. Okay. Yeah. All right. Cool. All right, Trent.
Oh, Trent.
Trent.
Yeah. Trent was a worthy adversary.
That was a good game. 4-for-4, and you know, you guys were close in your number prediction.
I was shocked at the questions. I thought they'd all be 70s and 80s.
Hey, Jake, just stay in the NBA this week.
Well, we went 4-for-4. thought we did something right there.
And, that was good.
And Bill got Larry Brown correct.
Yeah, good call on that.
And you would have had Carlisle.
I had a Carlisle. Yep.
God, I was in an airport once, and I looked up, and I was literally like 3 feet sitting from Carlisle, who was reading a book. I was like, "You got to be kidding me!" He was in the middle of everybody, anybody, me.
So non-NBA fan Bill Bush would have had all four of those correct.
He's more of an NBA fan than he
looks. If you went back in time, I would have. I told you, when I was coaching a spring ball recruiting, I watched all these NBA games. Yeah. And I knew to watch, like I watched the other day, they showed the two teams walking out. I think it was 1991. And they showed the Pistons and the Bulls walking out. And I'm looking at these rosters of Laimbeer, Rodman, with the Pistons, Dumars, Isaiah. And then it's Pippen, and it's Cartwright, and it's Jordan, Paxson. It was like, oh my! And one time I look and go, well, who's that? No, knew them all.
See the nostalgia.
The microwave came off the bench.
The nostalgia never left me. I still got it.
Stuck with it all these years.
Yeah, I still got it. So no, that was an amazing time. But this time's not that bad either.
Better times.
Yeah. Nobody wants to hear
that. Times are still good.
I got a text from somebody who said, Sipple, I'd rather listen to you talk about croquet than NBA.
Hey.
Somebody texted me.
Well, let's talk croquet then. Just kidding.
I don't know how to do the croquet thing.
I know how to do it. I play croquet.
Did you play?
Shindaddy has his own set. He has a set right now.
That's got to be one. I'm not going to say it. That's got to be one.
Hour three is next on Early Break in the Ticket.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.